a city story. Any of you here from New York? Any show of hands at all? Hi. Okay. Tell me if this relates to you. New York City. I was born and raised in the city, in a borough of the borough of Queens, New York. I don't know if that's familiar to you. Okay. All right. And I grew up in the 1960s. And the neighborhood I grew up in was called Jamaica Estates. I don't know if any of you know about this, but if you read Mary Trump's book, you would know about Jamaica Estates because I grew up down the block from Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
You pick wisely. Okay. But this is not a story about Donald Trump. But see me afterwards. I'll tell you some stories about Donald Trump. This is a story about growing up in a neighborhood of a fairly higher socioeconomic status. And we were the hovel amongst the castles. So in the summertime, all my playmates would head out. They'd either go up to the Catskills for 3 months of summer camp, or they'd go out to the Hamptons. They'd spend the summer in Hampton Bays, and I was left at home. So this was the summer. I was 11. I was about to turn 12. I was a scrawny, restless, nerdy kid. And I was complaining to my mother that I had nothing to do. And one of my rituals, and I went on sideline. I went on to become a dietitian, a foodie. And in the early days, when I was really bored, I would stand in the kitchen and open the refrigerator and kind of do a survey of what was in there and complain. And I was a real scrawny kid. And on that particular hot summer day, when the only exciting thing to do would be running through the sprinkler because we didn't have pools around. So out of restlessness, I'm complaining to Mom that I have nothing to do. I'm swinging. It's one of those old hot point refrigerators. Remember those big bulky things? And I was swinging the door back and forth, and I got this crazy idea. Now, mind you, I was really underweight. I got this crazy idea to latch my arms on the door, basically secure my inside leg on the inside rack there and my outside leg on the outside. And I decided I was going to swing myself on, because it was so hot and there was nothing to do. And that was like the last straw to my mother. So she screams, "Stop it! Stop it!" And she reaches in her pocketbook and pulls out a round currency about the size of a dime. It was brass colored, and it had the letter Y and basically engraved in it. Does anybody want to take a guess what that coin was? A token. That's right. So she pulls this thing out and she says, "Do you know what this is?" I said, "No, Mom, what is it?" She goes, "It's a subway token." Now, mind you, our neighborhood was the very last stop on the independent line on the subway system, the E and the F. And my mother, who was, you know, a rather guarded parent, handed me this token and said, "Go find something to do." So there I go, walking down Midland Park, because I knew my way around the neighborhood, four blocks away. There's the stanchion. It says Independent Line. I read the subway map, and off I went. And this actually transformed me into, like, the summer of my adventure. Because knowing my way, I had the subway map basically imprinted in my mind on the E and the F train. So over the course of that summer, I found the New York City library system, and I joined the Young Adults Reading Club, my first entree into book clubs, you know, and read Flowers for Algernon and House of Tomorrow. You remember those books? And Harriet the Spy. I remember these were great pieces of literature. And from there, discovered the Bronx and basically got to the Bronx Zoo. And they had a program for young kids to be docents at the zoo. And I actually developed a specialty in the orangutan, who incidentally is a vegetarian. I want you to know that. So over the course of this summer, you know, despite my boredom and my complaining and all, it was actually a time where I came through an exploration to things that I would not have ordinarily done. So.